The January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol led to a transformation of security for the citadel of democracy. 1 year later, a new team of Capitol security leaders are in place, along with a series of congressional probes investigating what went wrong that day. And after January 6th, the partisan divide in Congress has only intensified, leaving uncertain whether the Capitol can be safeguarded from another attack. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales has more.
A year later, for many, it's the sound.
That particular sound I was hearing when they were breaking the barriers.
Someone yelling, get the box with the ballots.
Pounding on the door like a battering ram. The most haunting sound I ever heard, and I will never forget it.
That's U.S. Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilino Gonel, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, and Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin. Klobuchar chairs the Senate Rules Committee, which oversees Capitol Police.
What I most remember is when we vowed we were going to go back and finish our work.
The work for Klobuchar and others goes beyond certifying the election of President Joe Biden that night. Now, it's focused on a larger mission of securing the Capitol to ensure a day like January 6th never happens again.
I don't necessarily think we feel we're safer.
That's California Congressman Pete Aguilar, a member of the House Select Committee investigating the attack and weighing legislation to further safeguard the peaceful transfer of power. January 6th shed a light on the threats, not just outside the Capitol, but within.
We've seen metal detectors as a result of our own members stating that they were carrying weapons after and leading up to that date. So that gives us a lot of pause.
The metal detectors for the Democratic-led House were installed days after the siege, much to the chagrin of most Republicans.
It's patronizing and it's a stunt.
That's Michigan GOP Congressman Peter Meyer.
The place I felt least safe on January 6th was inside that chamber, and it wasn't because there weren't metal detectors on the outside.
The Senate opted not to go with metal detectors to the relief of many of its members. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt says the upper chamber does not have the same concerns.
I feel safe here.
Blunt is the ranking Republican on the Senate Rules Committee. In a rare bipartisan effort post-January 6th, Blunt and Klobuchar authored legislation together to let Capitol Police call the National Guard for emergency backup, a key failure on January 6th that led to an hours-long delay for help. Here's Blunt.
I think the Capitol's more secure because of a greater awareness of what could happen or what can happen.
In response to the attack, Capitol Police have ramped up intelligence gathering, major event security, and their communications. There's also more coordination between the department and other agencies. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger came on board in July.
We're so much better prepared than we were a year ago.
But challenges remain. The agency saw several die, more than 80 injured, and more than 130 quit this past year. And the workload is only growing. In 2021, Capitol Police saw more than 9,000 threats against lawmakers, more than double than 5 years earlier.
Not all of them rise to the level of a criminal threat, but all of them are cases that we needed to look into.
Capitol Police opened two brand new field offices in the states that have seen the most cases, Florida and California. Many agree the Capitol is much safer today, even as it remains closed to the public at large thanks to the pandemic. Others, such as Congressman Peter Meyer, say there's still much work to do.
I hope we get to a bit of a stasis where we appreciate and strike a fine balance between, you know, both being open to the public while also being mindful of the need to have a strong layer of security so that Congress can do its job and do its job safely.
Whether Congress can bridge the partisan divide left by January 6th and agree on an ultimate plan to safeguard the Capitol will mark their biggest security test yet. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.